Okay, so first of all, what this is a talk about what's a wiki good for. It's not how to use the editor and things like that, which you can figure out at another time. So where is your wiki, first of all? So as long as your program's running, there'll be a link on the homepage here to your program page, and down here you'll find a link to your wiki, which looks like this. So let me run through. This is let me just run through some of the items here on the menu. Down here, we need, by the way, it would be good to get a volunteer to help others if they have any problems, and I'll be happy to help the volunteer, but I don't have time to help everybody who runs into problems. So that's something for the coordinators to think about. Okay, so over one of the most important pages is the schedule or talks and discussion page, which I see has been edited. So this is a primary source of information about what's going on in the program. The coordinators will be updating it, and already have. And our KITP calendar is taken from here directly. So one of the nice things, I mean, let me say a few words about what a wiki is. A wiki is just an electronic bulletin board, really. It's a way of communicating. It's both a professional network and a social network, better than anything else out there, but just for your program. It's available 24/7, and it's highly reliable. And the way it's set up by default is only if you're a member can you edit pages or create new pages, but anybody can read it. And I'll tell you a little more about this, but here's your schedule of events. Now every page, including this one, has a notify me link. So if you want to get notified of changes in the schedule, you can either check notify me whenever the page is edited, or have it added to your reader, if any of you use a reader like a Google Reader, or maybe your mailer has a reader, it'll automatically, you know what a reader is? Nobody uses it. A reader is simply a rule. It's like a rule in email which says, whenever you get a message from this person, put it in this folder. So it doesn't clutter up your inbox. And then you can go look there in the folder whenever you want to know about what changes have taken place or what information has been circulated, okay? So that's all a reader really is. And Google has a nice one if you have never used it. One of the things the wiki will do for you is help you clean up your inbox. And we won't have so many we don't need so many messages exchanged by email. And there are lots of things that can be done directly here on the bulletin board. For example, let's see. So here's an example of, so we have your schedule. Here's a program that just finished and shows what a schedule kind of looks like. After they actually inverted the order of the weeks so that the current was always on top. I don't care how you do it. And another page that's useful here. Oops, I should log out so I don't accidentally do something I didn't want to do. Is a reference page where you can put up review articles or links to papers or figures that are associated with a seminar that you might be giving, or whatever you want to share with other people. And since we're just getting started here, I can show you from a previous program that some of you attended, some of the references and how it was used there, you see. So it's apparently very helpful to a lot of people because we're just first coming at it. So this is, you may want to go over here and look at some of these or reproduce them on the current wiki. Now another page over here is your, what is going on? All right. I know, I put my other hand, you know when you ground this, did you ever have that? You put your other hand down, and it creates a circuit between your hands, and everything
goes. Yes,
huh? And everything starts to go haywire. Oh well. Yeah, let's go back here. Okay. So another page is a page where you can communicate your professional interests. So it's an easy. It's just been started. You can link to your home page elsewhere if you wish, and it'll automatically alphabetize. If you put things here in alphabetical order, it'll automatically create a table of contents of all the participants. So I encourage you to do that. It's an easy way to find other people who are interested in things that you're working on as well. Here's one for the climate change program we had, just to give you, if you want to illustrate it, you can. This was a field trip. It's nice to go on hikes and field trips and make other range other things, and I'll show you. But this is a pretty good one, where people just put a sentence or two about what they're working on and a link to either their some papers or their homepage or something like that. What's over here? Another thing on the menu is, Tinker Handbook. Social activities. Maybe I'll go to useful information first. There's a page here with useful information about the KITP. In particular, there is a distribution list, a mailing list that reaches, that you can send to if you're a participant in the program. This mailing list is updated weekly. It goes to all the people who are already here this week and the people who are anticipated to come next week. And it just keeps rolling over. If you're not officially registered, you want to get on this, you don't have to ask anybody, just send a message from your mailbox to on. And if you get tired of messages, you can take yourself off. Okay? And then there's some regular weekly events that you want to know about, and there's some other useful information such as maps. And there is a secret shower room if you like to go running and stuff. It's only secret because we don't want people outside KITP using it. It gets used enough by people who go surfing. Okay, and then we have social activities page. This is just a sample, but let me show you one from a past program. This was the string phenomenology program, and it can list, here are some nice graphics as well, but it can list things that people like to do, and this they fortunately kept a lot of the events that they had. And on yours there's a sample, so this is an illustration of a bulletin board. You want to go out to dinner, and you're going to be going Thursday nights, you said, right? So you can sign up, put the restaurant here, and just ask people to sign up and indicate whether they need a ride or whether they want to have a ride. You don't have to circulate emails or count noses. This will do it for you. And there's other things if you're interested in jazz and folk music. Something went wrong here. I'll have to edit that. Hiking maps. sports, somebody want, sometimes people want a tennis partner or something like that, this is a place you can post a message. Find it, okay? So that's all right. And then somebody put up a page here with some notes on the first organizational meeting. One of you guys, I think.
I wanted to put somewhere else, but maybe you didn't know how.
Beg your pardon?
Maybe I wanted to put this somewhere else, but didn't quite know how.
It's fine. It's fine here. But we can, I can show you some other things if you want. So basically, as I said, it's a social network and a way of communicating professional interests and posting information. Many programs have found it very useful. As indicated on the homepage, there's a practice site which you can use if you want to try your hand at the editor without fear of screwing things up here. And there's also a list of all the previous, I signed up. That's right, I did. Okay. Is my username. It doesn't exist here. Ah, so the link's wrong. Okay, nice to know. I'll fix it. Yeah, whatever. Let's go down here. Okay, I'll get there just a sec. Should be all here. So I'll fix those links, but the practice thing is called test, 1, 2, 3 test. And you can, and in addition to playing around, there are sample pages of how to do various things, how to refer to files, how to post an image. The editor is extremely simple, but it can also read LaTeX. So, for example, if you want to write equations, you can just enter code that's shown here, for example. This will reproduce that. So it's just, it will interpret LaTeX, and it'll do some other more sophisticated things. So it's a pretty nice editor. So you can come over here and play, and then there's a list of the wiki with links to all the wikis for all the previous programs for the last 5 or 6 years. Some use it more than others, but it's become more and more popular as people get used to using wikis at home. In fact, a lot of people have told me that when they got back, they created a wiki themselves for their group. It's free. This platform is free if you want to do that. It's free for higher education. And it's very well supported, so that's something to think about as well. Okay. Any questions? Thanks for your attention.
Thanks, Marty. Have a nice one.